Prepare a full account of your stewardship. If I gave you $1,000 and told you that you had 1 hour to spend it on someone else who needs it, you might think, wow, this is great. Is this a game show, or are we making a movie? But if I gave you $1,000 and told you that you had 1 hour to spend it on someone else who needs it, and that the $1,000 actually came from your own account in the first place, you might say, well, this isn't a movie. This isn't a game show. This is more like reality TV. The truth is that it is none of the above. It is an attempt to make sense of a complicated gospel. Why would Jesus use the parable of a man who gave away money that was not even his own and then say that it's a good example of acting prudently? Well, the key line in the gospel is when Jesus says to make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. And this means that we should use what we have on this earth to help other people. Well, why would what we have on this earth be considered dishonest wealth? Because it doesn't really belong to us. Your time, your abilities, even your possessions and money, it's not really your own. It all came from God. And one day you won't have any of it. So why not use it now for the sake of others? And like the steward in the gospel, if I do that, then when I die, they're the ones who will welcome me into eternal dwellings. There's a great saying, the rich help the poor in this world, and the poor help the rich in the next. Well, it's obvious that the Lord picked this reading for us at the cathedral this weekend. Here we are renewing our own stewardship, asking what the Lord has given me, am I grateful for it, and how am I called to share it? We all have possessions, abilities, and time that are not our own. And when the Master said in the Gospel, prepare a full account of your stewardship, he wasn't just talking to the servant. He was talking to us.